All right, so Heavenly Father, please lead and guide us. And this is part three. We thank you for your love and mercy. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. So part three, and this is of the Spanish-English Great Controversy, chapter 39, Time of Jacob's Trouble. Time of Trouble, actually, and it's all about Jacob's time of trouble. This is part three of seven, and So we'll read it in English, and then Spanish, then hear the computer, and then kind of break it down. So, again, part three. So far we've done parts one and two, which start off with Daniel 12:1. At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. There shall be a time of trouble such as never was, but at the time thy people shall be delivered. That's just the intro of the verse. Part one is when the third angel's message closes, mercy no longer pleads for the guilty inhabitants of the earth. And then those that have been loyal to the Ten Commandments receive the seal of the living God. Jesus says it is done and gives that solemn announcement about the close of probation. Let him that is filthy be filthy still. Let him that is holy be holy still. Revelation 22:11. And then part two is Jacob's night of anguish when he wrestled in prayer for deliverance from the hand of Esau. Represents the experience of God's people in the time of trouble. So we're going to be wrestling in prayer, pleading for God's mercy. And it says that Jacob was wrestling, that his only hope was in the mercy of God. His only defense is prayer. Same with us. So back to section 3, it says, having sent his family away that they may not witness his distress, Jacob remains alone to intercede with God. He confesses his sin and gratefully acknowledges the mercy of God toward him while with deep humiliation, in Spanish that is profunda humiliación. So it actually looks like it's profunda humillación. Profunda humillación.
Humillación.
And it's profunda, profunda.
Profunda. Profunda.
So again, profunda humillación. Humillación. Humillación is deep humiliation. So with deep humiliation, he pleads the covenant made with his fathers and the promises to himself in the night vision at Bethel and in the land of his exile. The crisis in his life has come. Everything is at stake. Everything is at stake. Everything is at stake. And in Spanish, that's todo está en juego. Todo está en juego. Todo está en juego. So everything is at stake. In the darkness and solitude, he continues praying and humbling himself before God. So praying and humbling himself. Again, prayer is our primary defense here, right? And our greatest hope is in the mercy of God. It's interesting, again, that solitude, the word solitude in English is soledad in Spanish, and that's a significant town here between King City and Salinas, soledad. So it means solitude. So in the darkness and solitude, he continues praying and humbling himself before God. Suddenly a hand is laid upon his shoulder. He thinks that an enemy is seeking his life, and with all the energy of despair, he wrestles with his assailant. As the day begins to break, the stranger puts forth his superhuman power. At his touch, the strong man seems paralyzed, and he falls, a helpless, weeping suppliant, upon the neck of his mysterious antagonist. Jacob knows now that it is the angel of the covenant. That's powerful. So Jacob knows now that it is the angel of the covenant, which is Jesus Christ. So Jacob knows now that it is the angel of the covenant, Jesus Christ, with whom he has been in conflict. He's been wrestling with Jesus. What? Though disabled and suffering the keenest pain, he does not relinquish his purpose. So he's really suffering bad, but he doesn't give up. Long has he endured perplexity, remorse, and trouble for his sin. So he feels really bad about tricking his brother. Now he must have the assurance that it is pardoned. The divine visitant seems about to depart, but Jacob clings to him, pleading for a blessing. The angel urges, hey, let me go. And he doesn't say, hey. The angel urges, let me go, for the day breaketh. But the patriarch exclaims, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. What confidence, what firmness, and perseverance are here displayed. Had this been a boastful, presumptuous claim, Jacob would have been instantly destroyed. But his was the assurance of one who confesses his weakness and unworthiness, yet trusts the mercy of a covenant-keeping God. That's powerful. And read that one more time. Having sent his family away that they may not witness his distress, Jacob remains alone to intercede with God. He confesses his sin and gratefully acknowledges the mercy of God toward him, while with deep humiliation, profunda humillación. So you're not really pronouncing the H or the L's, really. So humillación. Appears the H is silent and the L's sound more like a Y. Humillación. Humillación. So profunda. Profunda humillación. So deep humiliation or profunda humillación. He pleads the covenant made with his fathers and the promises to himself in the night vision at Bethel and in the land of his exile. So while he was sort of banished or in exile, he had communication with God. And God made him promises and a covenant. The crisis in his life has come. I should say, to it, ending that previous thought, that Jacob is just pleading. He's pleading. The crisis in his life has come. Everything is at stake. Everything is at stake. Everything is at stake. In the darkness and solitude, he continues praying and humbling himself before God. Suddenly, a hand is laid upon his shoulder. He thinks that an enemy is seeking his life, and with all the energy of despair, he wrestles. So he's in great despair. He's like at the end of his rope. So with all the energy of despair, he's like, ah! He wrestles with his assailant. He's like, man, I'm trying to pray to God, and I'm alone, trying to just get some alone time, and somebody's attacking me. What? As the day begins to break, the stranger puts forth his superhuman power. And at his touch, the strong man, seems paralyzed. Jacob seems paralyzed. And he falls a helpless weeping suppliant upon the neck of his mysterious antagonist. So the poor guy, Jacob, is crying. He feels helpless. He just falls upon him. I got nothing. Jacob knows now that it is the angel of the covenant with whom he has been in conflict. That's pretty powerful. But he continues to hold on. You wonder if we would continue to do that. I'd probably say, oh, I'm sorry, buddy. I wouldn't say, buddy. I'm sorry, Jesus. Though disabled and suffering the keenest pain, he does not relinquish his purpose. Long has he endured perplexity, remorse, and trouble for his sin. Now he must have the assurance that it is pardoned. Please forgive me. Now he must have the assurance that it is pardoned. Please take this guilt away from me. The divine visitant seems about to depart, but Jacob clings to him. He won't let go, pleading for a blessing. The angel urges, let me go, for the day breaketh. But the patriarch exclaims, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. What confidence, what firmness, and perseverance are here displayed. Yeah, it almost seems like he's going over the top, doesn't it, if he realizes this is Jesus. But again, must have a pretty amazing relationship and a walk with Jesus to continue to hold on and say, hey, nope, I'm not letting go. You got to bless me. Had this been a boastful, presumptuous claim, Jacob would have been instantly destroyed. But this was the assurance of one who confesses his weakness and unworthiness, yet trusts the mercy of a covenant-keeping God. All right, so just to review the first third. Having sent his family away that they may not witness his distress, Jacob remains alone to intercede with God. So, habiendo despedido a su familia para que no sean... No sean testigos de su angustia. Jacob se queda solo para interceder ante Dios. So again, having sent his family away is like habiendo despedido. They may not witness his distress. No sean testigos de su angustia. And then Jacob remains alone to intercede with God. Jacob se queda solo para interceder ante Dios. The next sentence is, he confesses his sin and gratefully acknowledges the mercy of God. So, él confiesa su pecado y reconoce con gratitude. So, acknowledges mercy of God. Reconoce con gratitude la misericordia de Dios toward him, while with deep humiliation. So, misericordia de Dios hacia él mientras, with deep humiliation, con profunda humillación. Humillación is profunda humillación is deep humiliation. He pleads the covenant made with his fathers, invoca el pacto hecho con sus padres, and the promises to himself in the night vision. Y las promesas hechas a sí mismo en la visión nocturna, at Bethel and in the land of his exile. So en Bethel y en la sierra de su destierro. So a couple of huge statements here. The crisis in his life has come. The crisis in his life has come. The crisis in his life has come. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida. So in Spanish, it's crisis, not crisis. Crisis. So ha llegado la crisis de su vida. That's the crisis in his life has come. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida. And then everything is at stake. Todo está en juego. I like that statement. Everything is at stake. Todo está en juego. Everything is at stake. Todo está en juego. So in the darkness and solitude, he continues praying and humbling himself before God. So in the darkness and solitude, en la oscuridad y soledad, continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. So in la oscuridad y soledad, continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. So that's humbling himself before God. So in the darkness and solitude, he continues praying and humbling himself before God. Suddenly a hand is laid upon his shoulder. De repente, so suddenly, una mano, a hand, se apoya en su hombro, is laid upon his shoulder. He thinks that an enemy is seeking his life. Piensa que un enemigo busca su vida. And with all the energy of despair, y con toda la energía de la desesperación, lucha con su agresor. So he wrestles with his assailant.
Habiendo despedido a su familia para que no sean testigos de su angustia, Jacob se queda solo para interceder ante Dios. Él confiesa su pecado y reconoce con gratitud la misericordia de Dios hacia él mientras con profunda humillación invoca el pacto hecho con sus padres y las promesas hechas a sí mismo en la visión. Nocturna en Betel y en la tierra de su destierro. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida, todo está en juego. En la oscuridad y soledad continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. De repente, una mano se apoya en su hombro. Piensa que un enemigo busca su vida, y con toda la energía de la desesperación lucha con su agresor. Habiendo despedido a su familia para que no sean testigos de su angustia, Jacob se queda solo para interceder ante Dios. Él confiesa su pecado y reconoce con gratitud la misericordia de Dios hacia él mientras con profunda humillación invoca el pacto hecho con sus padres y las promesas hechas a sí mismo en la visión. Nocturna en Betel y en la tierra de su destierro. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida, todo está en juego. En la oscuridad y soledad continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. De repente, una mano se apoya en su hombro. Piensa que un enemigo busca su vida, y con toda la energía de la desesperación lucha con su agresor.
All right, so habiendo despedido a su familia para que no sean testigos de su angustia, Jacob se queda solo para interceder ante Dios. Él confiesa su pecado y reconoce con gratitud la misericordia de Dios hacia él mientras con profunda humillación. Invoca el pacto hecho con sus padres y las promesas hechas a sí mismo en la visión nocturna en Betel y en la tierra de su destierro. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida, todo está en juego. En la oscuridad y soledad continúa orando y humillándose. So again, that's humbling himself. So en la oscuridad y soledad continúa orando y humillándose. with the accent on the A, humillándose ante Dios. De repente, una mano se apoya en su hombro, piensa que en un enemigo busca su vida, y con toda la energía de la desesperación, lucha con su agresor. En es desesperación. And again, humillándose. It's like two. Humillándose. And humillación. So humiliation.
Humillándose.
All right, so section B here within part 3. As the day begins to break, the stranger puts forth his superhuman power. At his touch, the strong man seems paralyzed, and he falls, a helpless weeping suppliant, upon the neck of his mysterious antagonist. Jacob knows now that it is the angel of the covenant with whom he has been in conflict. Though disabled and suffering the keenest pain, he does not relinquish his purpose. So going through the Spanish, so as the day begins to break, cuando el día comienza a despuntar, the stranger puts forth his superhuman power. El extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano. All right, so again, cuando el día comienza a despuntar, el extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano. This is as the day begins to break, the stranger puts forth his superhuman power. So at his touch, the strong man seems paralyzed. Al tocarlo, el hombre fuerte parece paralizado y cae, and he falls, a helpless weeping suppliant upon the neck of his mysterious antagonist. Un suplicante impotente y lloroso sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. Yeah, so it is lloroso, and that means tearful. let's see. It's upon the neck of his mysterious antagonist, sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. So, Jacob knows now that it is the angel of the covenant with whom he has been in conflict. Jacob sabe ahora que es el ángel del pacto con quien ha estado en conflicto. Though disabled and suffering the keenest pain, he does not relinquish his purpose. So, aunque discapacitado y sufriendo el dolor más agudo, no renuncia a su propósito. So it's aunque discapacitado, and propósito.
Cuando el día comienza a despuntar, el extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano. Al tocarlo, el hombre fuerte parece paralizado y cae, un suplicante impotente y lloroso, sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. Jacob sabe ahora que es el ángel del pacto con quien ha estado en conflicto. Aunque discapacitado y sufriendo el dolor más agudo, no renuncia a su propósito. Cuando el día comienza a despuntar, el extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano. Al tocarlo, el hombre fuerte parece paralizado y cae, un suplicante impotente y lloroso, sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. Jacob sabe ahora que es el ángel del pacto con quien ha estado en conflicto. Aunque discapacitado y sufriendo el dolor más agudo, no renuncia a su propósito.
All right, so one more time. So this is part B, section 3. So cuando el día comienza a despuntar, el extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano. So this is all about day begins to break, strange puts forth the superhuman power. So al tocarlo, el hombre fuerte parece paralizado y cae, un suplicante impotente y lloroso sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. Jacob sabe ahora que es el ángel del pacto con quien ha estado en conflicto, aunque discapacitado y sufriendo el dolor más agudo, no renuncia a su propósito. So again, that's all about things that enemy. I'm sorry. Day begins to break strange, but before it seems he should be in power. Touches a strong man, seems paralyzed. Follows a helpless, sweeping suppliant. Jacob knows now it's the angel of the covenant. And though disabled and suffering, the king's pain does not relinquish his purpose. So the last section of, or the part of this section three is the following, and it's letter C, so the third one. So long has he endured perplexity, remorse, and trouble for his sin. Now he must have the assurance that it is pardoned. He must have the assurance that it is pardoned, that he's forgiven. The divine visitant seems about to depart, but Jacob clings to him and pleads for a blessing. The angel urges, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." But the patriarch exclaims, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." What confidence, what firmness and perseverance are here displayed. Had this been a boastful, presumptuous claim, Jacob would have been instantly destroyed. But his was the assurance of one who confesses his weakness and unworthiness, yet trusts the mercy of a covenant-keeping God. So in Spanish, so this is, as long as he endured the perplexity, remorse, and trouble, durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad. So it's soportado perplejidad, remordimiento. Soportado perplejidad, remordimiento. So this is the beginning here. And again, as long as he endured the perplexity, remorse, and trouble. So it's durante mucho tiempo a soportado perplejidad, remordimiento. So again, durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad, remordimiento, y angustia por su pecado. Ahora debe tener la seguridad de que es perdonado. El visitante divino parece a punto de partir, pero Jacob se aferra a él suplicando una bendición. El ángel insta, déjame, so it's déjame, D-E-J-A-M-E, déjame ir, porque amanece. Pero el patriarca exclama, no te dejaré ir, a menos que me bendigas. Qué confianza, qué firmeza y qué perseverancia se desplieguen aquí. Si esto hubiera sido una afirmación jactanciosa y presuntuosa, Jacob habría sido destruido instantaneamente. Okay, so instantaneamente. This is down where it says Jacob would have been instantly destroyed. And then it says, but this was the assurance of one who confesses his weakness and unworthiness. Pero la suya era la seguridad de quien confiesa su debilidad y indignidad. He confesses his weakness and unworthiness, yet trusts the mercy of a covenant-keeping God. Pero confía en la misericordia en un Dios que guarda el pacto. So again, that section in English is pretty much, he's for a long time endured the perplexity, remorse, and trouble for the sin. He wants assurance that it is pardoned. So the divine visitant says, hey, I need to go. Jacob says, nope, you're not going unless you bless me. So he was very confident, firm, and persevering, but it had to be sincere, otherwise he would have been destroyed.
Durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad, remordimiento y angustia por su pecado. Ahora debe tener la seguridad de que es perdonado. El visitante divino parece a punto de partir, pero Jacob se aferra a él, suplicando una bendición. El ángel insta, déjame ir, porque amanece, pero el patriarca exclama, no te dejaré ir, a menos que me bendigas. ¡Qué confianza! ¡Qué firmeza y qué perseverancia se despliegan aquí! Si esto hubiera sido una afirmación jactanciosa y presuntuosa, Jacob habría sido destruido instantáneamente. Pero la suya era la seguridad de quien confiesa su debilidad e indignidad, pero confía en la misericordia de un Dios que guarda el pacto. Durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad, remordimiento y angustia por su pecado. Ahora debe tener la seguridad de que es perdonado. El visitante divino parece a punto de partir. Pero Jacob se aferra a él, suplicando una bendición. El ángel insta, «Déjame ir, porque amanece», pero el patriarca exclama, «No te dejaré ir, a menos que me bendigas». ¡Qué confianza! ¡Qué firmeza y qué perseverancia se despliegan aquí! Si esto hubiera sido una afirmación jactanciosa y presuntuosa, Jacob habría sido destruido instantáneamente. Pero la suya era la seguridad de quien confiesa su debilidad e indignidad, pero confía en la misericordia de un Dios que guarda el pacto. Durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad, remordimiento y angustia por su pecado. Ahora debe tener la seguridad de que es perdonado. El visitante divino parece a punto de partir. Pero Jacob se aferra a él, suplicando una bendición. El ángel insta, «Déjame ir, porque amanece», pero el patriarca exclama, «No te dejaré ir, a menos que me bendigas». ¡Qué confianza! ¡Qué firmeza y qué perseverancia se despliegan aquí! Si esto hubiera sido una afirmación jactanciosa y presuntuosa, Jacob habría sido destruido instantáneamente. Pero la suya era la seguridad de quien confiesa su debilidad e indignidad, pero confía en la misericordia de un Dios que guarda el pacto.
So it's pretty amazing. Learning Spanish, what a great language. Again, Pastor Ron Cook always says, the language of heaven, Spanish. So again, this section is all about how Jacob has long endured the perplexing remorse and trouble for his sin. He wants to have it pardoned. The divine visitant says, hey, I need to leave, let me go. Jacob says, no, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. He's very confident and firm and persevering, but he's very humble as well, not boastful, not presumptuous, otherwise he would have been destroyed. So his was the assurance of one who confesses his weakness and unworthiness, yet trusts the mercy of a covenant-keeping God that's powerful. Okay, so I'm going to read the whole thing. Actually, we'll have it read mechanical and in both English and Spanish. And then maybe I'll try it once in Spanish, and so I'll read the whole thing. So having sent his family away that they may not witness his distress, Jacob remains alone to intercede with God. He confesses his sin and gratefully acknowledges the mercy of God toward him, while with deep humiliation he pleads the covenant made with his fathers and the promises to himself in the night vision at Bethel and in the land of his exile. The crisis in his life has come. Everything is at stake. In the darkness and solitude he continues praying and humbling himself before God. Suddenly a hand is laid upon his shoulder. He thinks that an enemy is seeking his life, and with all the energy of despair he wrestles with his assailant. As the day begins to break, the stranger puts forth his superhuman power. At his touch, the strong man seems paralyzed, and he falls a helpless, weeping suppliant upon the neck of his mysterious antagonist. Jacob knows now that it is the angel of the covenant with whom he has been in conflict. Though disabled and suffering the keenest pain, he does not relinquish his purpose. Long has he endured perplexity, remorse, and trouble for his sin. Now he must have the assurance that it is pardoned. The divine visitant seems about to depart, but Jacob clings to him, pleading for a blessing. The angel urges, let me go, for the day breaketh. But the patriarch exclaims, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. What confidence, what firmness, and perseverance are here displayed. Had this been a boastful, presumptuous claim, Jacob would have been instantly destroyed. But his was the assurance of one who confesses his weakness and unworthiness, yet trusts in the mercy of a covenant-keeping God.
Habiendo despedido a su familia para que no sean testigos de su angustia, Jacob se queda solo para interceder ante Dios. Él confiesa su pecado y reconoce con gratitud la misericordia de Dios hacia él mientras con profunda humillación invoca el pacto hecho con sus padres y las promesas hechas a sí mismo en la visión. Nocturna en Betel y en la tierra de su destierro. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida, todo está en juego. En la oscuridad y soledad continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. De repente, una mano se apoya en su hombro. Piensa que un enemigo busca su vida, y con toda la energía de la desesperación lucha con su agresor. Cuando el día comienza a despuntar, el extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano, al tocarlo. El hombre fuerte parece paralizado y cae, un suplicante impotente y lloroso, sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. Jacob sabe ahora que es el ángel del pacto con quien ha estado en conflicto. Aunque discapacitado y sufriendo el dolor más agudo, no renuncia a su propósito. Durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad, remordimiento y angustia por su pecado. Ahora debe tener la seguridad de que es perdonado. El visitante divino parece a punto de partir, pero Jacob se aferra a él, suplicando una bendición. El ángel insta, «Déjame ir, porque amanece». Pero el patriarca exclama, «No te dejaré ir, a menos que me bendigas». ¡Qué confianza, qué firmeza y qué perseverancia se despliegan aquí! Si esto hubiera sido una afirmación jactanciosa y presuntuosa, Jacob habría sido destruido instantáneamente, pero la suya era la seguridad de quien confiesa su debilidad e indignidad. Pero confía en la misericordia de un Dios que guarda el pacto.
All right, so Bob in Spanish. Habiendo despedido. So again, this is having sent his family away. And so the first one-third is having sent his family away. Jacob remains alone to intercede. He confesses his sin, gratefully acknowledges the mercy of God, deep humiliation, pleads the covenant. Christ of Belzaiph has come. Everything is at stake. Darkness and solitude. He continues praying and humbling himself before God, suddenly a hand is laid upon his shoulder, thinks that's the enemy. So habiendo despedido a su familia para que no sean testigos de su angustia, Jacob que se queda solo para interceder ante Dios, él confiesa su pecado y reconoce con gratitud la misericordia de Dios hacia él mientras con profunda humillación. Su profunda humillación invoca el pacto hecho con sus padres y las promesas hechas a sí mismo en la visión nocturna en Betel y en la tierra de su destierro. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida, todo está en juego. En la oscuridad y soledad continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. So continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. De repente una mano se apoya en su hombro. Piensa que un enemigo busca su vida y con toda la energía de la desesperación lucha con su agresor. All right, so the part B is, as the day begins to break, the stranger purports his superhuman power. Touch strong man's paralyzed, follows a helpless weeping suppliant. Jacob knows that's the angel of the covenant. Though disabled and suffering, the king's pain does not relinquish his purpose. So cuando el día comienza a despuntar, el extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano. Al tocarlo, el hombre fuerte parece paralizado y cae un suplicante impotente y lloroso sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. So it's mysterious antagonist. Jacob sabe ahora que es el ángel de pacto con quien ha estado en conflicto, aunque discapacitado y sufriendo el dolor más agudo. No renuncia a su propósito. Sorry, I was way off. It's proposito. Proposito.
Proposito.
Proposito. It's purpose.
Proposito.
Proposito. Purpose. Proposito.
Proposito.
So the last section, last part of section 3, the last part is C, or the third one. And it's, long as he endured the perplexity, remorse, and trouble for his sin, he must have the assurance that it's pardoned. So the visitant, the divine visitant's about to leave. Angel says, let me go. Jacob says, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. He has great confidence and firmness and perseverance, but in humility. Had this been boastful or presumptuous, he would have been destroyed instantly. So this was the assurance of one who confesses his weakness and unworthiness, yet trusts the mercy of a covenant-keeping God. Amen. So durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad, remordimiento. So that's about the perplexity, remorse, and trouble. Y angustia por su pecado, for sin, ahora debe tener la seguridad de que es perdonado. All right, so perdonado. El visitant divino parece a punto de partir, pero Jacob se aferra a él suplicando una bendición. El ángel insta, déjame ir, porque amanece. So, porque amanece, pero el patriarca exclama, no te dejaré ir, a menos que me bendigas. Qué confianza, qué firmeza, y qué
perseverancia.
Desplieguen. So desplieguen, they deploy. Desplieguen.
Despliegan.
Desplieguen, they deploy. Desplieguen.
Despliegan.
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 Perseverancia, se desplieguen. Aquí. Si esta hubiera sido una afirmación jactanciosa. So it's jactanciosa, jactanciosa, jactanciosa.
Jactanciosa. Jactanciosa.
Jactanciosa.
Jactanciosa.
That's boastful, boastful. Y presuntuosa. Y presuntuosa. Presuntuosa.
Presuntuosa.
Presuntuosa.
Presuntuosa.
Presuntuosa.
Presuntuosa.
Presuntuosa. Jacob habría sido destruido instantáneamente. Pero la sura era la seguridad de quien confiesa su debilidad indignidad, pero confía en la misericordia de un Dios que guarda el pacto. Wow, not easy. Praise God.
Habiendo despedido a su familia para que no sean testigos de su angustia, Jacob se queda solo para interceder ante Dios. Él confiesa su pecado y reconoce con gratitud la misericordia de Dios hacia él mientras con profunda humillación invoca el pacto hecho con sus padres y las promesas hechas a sí mismo en la visión nocturna en Betel y en la tierra de su destierro. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida, todo está en juego. En la oscuridad y soledad continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. De repente, una mano se apoya en su hombro. Piensa que un enemigo busca su vida, y con toda la energía de la desesperación lucha con su agresor. Cuando el día comienza a despuntar, el extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano, al tocarlo. El hombre fuerte parece paralizado y cae, un suplicante impotente y lloroso, sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. Jacob sabe ahora que es el ángel del pacto con quien ha estado en conflicto. Aunque discapacitado y sufriendo el dolor más agudo, no renuncia a su propósito. Durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad, remordimiento y angustia por su pecado. Ahora debe tener la seguridad de que es perdonado. El visitante divino parece a punto de partir, pero Jacob se aferra a él, suplicando una bendición. El ángel insta, «Déjame ir, porque amanece». Pero el patriarca exclama, «No te dejaré ir, a menos que me bendigas». ¡Qué confianza, qué firmeza y qué perseverancia se despliegan aquí! Si esto hubiera sido una afirmación jactanciosa y presuntuosa, Jacob habría sido destruido instantáneamente, pero la suya era la seguridad de quien confiesa su debilidad e indignidad. Pero confía en la misericordia de un Dios que guarda el pacto.
One more time.
Habiendo despedido a su familia para que no sean testigos de su angustia, Jacob se queda solo para interceder ante Dios. Él confiesa su pecado y reconoce con gratitud la misericordia de Dios hacia él mientras con profunda humillación invoca el pacto hecho con sus padres y las promesas hechas a sí mismo en la visión nocturna en Betel y en la tierra de su destierro. Ha llegado la crisis de su vida, todo está en juego. En la oscuridad y soledad continúa orando y humillándose ante Dios. De repente, una mano se apoya en su hombro. Piensa que un enemigo busca su vida, y con toda la energía de la desesperación lucha con su agresor. Cuando el día comienza a despuntar, el extraño hace uso de su poder sobrehumano, al tocarlo. El hombre fuerte parece paralizado y cae, un suplicante impotente y lloroso, sobre el cuello de su misterioso antagonista. Jacob sabe ahora que es el ángel del pacto con quien ha estado en conflicto. Aunque discapacitado y sufriendo el dolor más agudo, no renuncia a su propósito. Durante mucho tiempo ha soportado perplejidad, remordimiento y angustia por su pecado. Ahora debe tener la seguridad de que es perdonado. El visitante divino parece a punto de partir, pero Jacob se aferra a él, suplicando una bendición. El ángel insta, «Déjame ir, porque amanece». Pero el patriarca exclama, «No te dejaré ir, a menos que me bendigas». ¡Qué confianza, qué firmeza y qué perseverancia se despliegan aquí! Si esto hubiera sido una afirmación jactanciosa y presuntuosa, Jacob habría sido destruido instantáneamente, pero la suya era la seguridad de quien confiesa su debilidad e indignidad. Pero confía en la misericordia de un Dios que guarda el pacto. Instantáneamente. 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 Instantáneamente.
Thank you. God bless you. Dios te bendiga. Dios es bueno. Muchas, muchas gracias. God bless. So, español, el idioma del cielo. Español, el idioma del cielo.
Español, el idioma del cielo.
Español, el idioma del cielo.
Español, el idioma del cielo.
Español, el idioma del cielo.
Español, el idioma del cielo.
Español, el idioma del cielo. She's so fast. Español, el idioma del cielo. Español, el idioma del cielo. Thanks, God bless. That just says Spanish, the language of heaven.